I earned my degree online at Arizona State University. I chose to get my degree at ASU because I knew that I'd get a quality education, they were recognized for excellence, and that I would be prepared for the workforce upon graduating. To be associated with ASU, both as a student and alum, it makes me extremely proud, and having experienced the program, I know now that I'm set up for success. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I feel very Boys to Men.
You feel Boys to Men?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say more?
Although we've come to the end of the road, What are we going to do? This is it. It honestly feels like a breakup. It's like, it's not you, it's me. This is what's best. What are we going to do?
I'm telling you, Love is Blind Japan.
Well, welcome to Shut the Fuck Up, Nick Lachey. Hi, Tony Award winner Daisy Egan.
Hi, Broadway star and sensation and podcaster galore, Ellen March.
See, now you're just trying to one-up me and make me feel better for my shortcomings in front of all our friends and family, and it's even more pathetic. How are you?
You know, I'm okay. I laid down to take a nap yesterday at 11:30 and woke up at 6 p.m.
Did you go to sleep last night?
Oh, yeah. It was by the grace of whatever that I was able to stay awake until about 11, and then I went back to sleep.
When Daisy and I took a trip down to the shore, she'd be like, I feel like I want to take a nap. I'd be like, can you please just stay awake for me? Can you please just not nap? If I were to take a nap from 11:30 to 6 p.m., I would be up till 6 a.m. the next day.
Listen, people are like, oh, wow, you must have needed it. And I'm like, I guess I do, but it's not fun. Like, it's not, I don't enjoy this lifestyle.
Have you tried cocaine?
Absolutely.
Yesterday?
No, I am one of those people who I don't know where to get the drugs, which is the right thing, because if I did, it'd be bad. You know?
Right. Well, I have never been so excited to recap a show. This show is jam-packed full. I can't wait. I'm giddy with excitement right now.
Ellen and I live, you know, we live two different existences. I watch it and I told her this morning, I was like, you know, there wasn't much. And Ellen's like, are you high on cocaine? Right now.
I'm so excited. Okay, you all, it is episode 10. We've only got 10 because there's only two couples and Netflix couldn't string together any more content for us. It was actually impossible, but we're here and we're going to do it for you. So don't you even worry. You sit back, you relax, enjoy your day. Tomorrow is the reunion. I've already seen the Lukes. I have so many words on the Lukes. And we're going to have a watch party. So if we edit this together before that watch party, number one, that's a fucking miracle. And number two, I can't fucking wait.
I can't either. Somebody did ask us to comment on particularly Stacey's Luke in Vocal Fry. People really love our Vocal Fry. I think they'd like some ringtones.
I just want to say that I don't even know how to make a ringtone.
Yeah, me neither.
But if I fucking did, I would fucking make it. But I have Pilates at 2, so I can't.
I also realized last episode my Vocal Fry turned into like somebody also with an adenoid problem. So she was like, I don't know what to say. I was like, what? Did you have too much dairy?
I get that whenever I try and imitate Britney Spears. Like, I'm like, I'll bye. Like, all of a sudden, she's highly congested.
She's highly congested and really needs to take a poop.
Oh, baby.
All right, so let's jump in. We're starting with Stacey and Izzy. Stacey gets out in a Rolls fucking Royce. Like, yeah. I feel like other seasons they've gotten out of Escalades or a Ford Explorer or something like that. They were like, we have the budget. We didn't need to buy that much stuff.
Right.
We had bagel budget money left over.
She pulls up in a white chariot Rolls Royce.
She's like, this is the what I'm used to.
This is actually my second car.
She's not wearing any makeup. You know, we know she looks like a different person.
Different. Like, her nose is a different shape. Her entire face is a different shape. It's too bad that her personality isn't a different shape.
That would nail it all together. We kind of get a recap. You know, they do the little look back of all their time together. And she's getting her makeup done by a makeup artist, which I say, thank fucking God. And I just wanted to be like, could you just like give her some pointers? He's like, and now I'm blending.
You see this? Sponge? It blends.
So I'm going to blend it. She's like, no, fuck y'all.
No, cut it all. Put more on, please. I can't see it.
And her sisters show up. We see that. And then we cut to Izzy pulling up in a Ferrari with a driver that looks to me like it's Owen Wilson. Which Wilson was Emmett in Legally Blonde?
That was Luke. Owen is the one with the busted up nose.
It is 99% Luke Wilson, which, listen, times are tough. There's a SAG strike. Sure. Shit's going on. You might need to take a second job as a driver, but it is absolutely the other Wilson.
He pulled up in a Ferrari? Wow. Okay.
It might have been Luke Wilson's Ferrari. He's like, listen, if you throw me 20 bones, I'll pick him up in my fucking Ferrari.
My brother is a bigger star than me, and his nose is all busted, and I don't understand because I'm the cute one. What happened?
He is way cuter. We see Izzy in what looks to be like a very adorable, like, dude ranch in the forefront of the shot. Of course, are cold cuts and bagels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My question to you is he hungover or drunk?
Listen, this was the episode in which I was like, oh, I think he might have an actual problem because, you know, he makes a couple jokes about drinking and then we see later that there's like a half empty bottle of Casamigos tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the same thought. I was like, is he already drunk? So maybe it's that he's hungover. Ugh. Not a great look.
He doesn't look okay.
No.
He doesn't look okay. All of his friends' tuxes are laid out, very Pinterest, very ready for Instagram. Right. I actually love a navy blue tux. I think it looks really slick. I think it's really gorgeous. And all of his Chad bro dudes walk in.
Yep. And they're chatting and Izzy's very clear. He's going to get up there and he's going to say yes. Like, no spoiler alerts. That's where he is. And he says to his Chads, last night she finally saw me fall apart. And I was like, just last night? I think you've done that a few times.
Do I need to remind you of the time you hid in the coat closet? Or are we just going to pretend like that never happened?
Should we show you the other montage, Izzy?
Yeah, because we made one of our own. And it's called Izzy Falls Apart About His Credit Score. Please enjoy. He's telling his friends how much he loves her, but his legs don't stop bouncing. It's like every setting on my vibrator. It's like, like his legs don't stop.
Yeah, he says he's not nervous. He says he's super jazzed. His body says otherwise. Stacy tells her sisters that he just got his passport. She's real excited about that and then makes fun of him for not having sophisticated taste in food. Like, have you had Peruvian food? Have you had Peruvian food? Like, what?
Yeah. She is fully food shaming him, which who knew there was food shaming?
You know?
She's like, his favorite restaurant is Chipotle.
And then his sister's like, yeah, that's pretty normal for a dude. They're pretty simple beings.
I feel like Stacey's sisters are really trying to like make her see. He's like, he probably said that because he likes the protein. Like, yeah. I think her sisters are like, this is your shot, Stace. You are an operations manager of a Pilates studio. You talk in vocal fry. You have a makeup blending problem. Please marry this
dude.
Dear God. And then the makeup artist is in the corner being like, see this lovely light peach? I'm just going to blend it in. See how I'm just dabbing it? I'm just dabbing it and I'm going to blend it. Then Stacy says in her voice, this is the most emotionally and mentally challenging thing I have ever done. And it's at that moment that it locks it in for me. Mm-hmm. I was like, she's going to say
I know. I wrote it in my notes before I even saw it. This is a no-go.
I completely agree. And then Tracy and Stacy are having a heart-to-heart. And Tracy says, listen, I had red flags and I ignored them. And I would never ignore red flags again. And I was like, that is salty about the marriage that you're in. And I was like, oh, wait, maybe they're divorced and they're just the parents and maybe they're just still like, you know, they hang out for the kids. But I don't.
Yeah.
That was salty. I was like, you know, he's going to see that, right?
Right. Papa Dale's like, Tracy, can we have a chat real fast?
Yeah. And I think to me, it sounded like Tracy was saying, don't do it. It sounds like everybody else in Stacy's family is like, please do this. Please say yes. This is it for you. And Tracy's like, ooh.
And she kind of goes over the credit score thing without saying it. And she's like, I didn't get all the information. I'm like, babe, we're in this with you. We're 10 episodes in. Just say, mom, he's poor.
Yeah.
We know what you want to say. Just say it. We're here with you. And we're not particularly on your side, but we know you.
And she says, it's not even about the money. It's not about the credit score. It's about the lying. It's about, can I trust him? And again, you know, I have to say, look, yes, it is about the money and the credit score, but also I completely get it. Like, he had plenty of opportunity to talk to her in some way and he didn't. So we go back to Izzy and his Chads and they have to write, or he says that he's not very crafty. And I was like, bro, you made that craft in your Airbnb where
we
you
saw
bought.
It. We saw your fucking live, laugh, love. We saw your dance like nobody is watching. Mm-hmm. We saw your don't talk to me until I have my coffee.
Mm-hmm. Is it wine o'clock?
Yeah. We saw it all. We know you have a frequent buyer card at the Hobby Lobby. So don't.
Hey, can I get this ribbon and also shit on people's humanity? Thanks. And then Stacy says to the camera, I never criticize him to break him down. I criticize him to figure out how I want to be loved. What?
The thing that I understand was explaining to people how you like to receive love.
Sure.
Because that is a long journey. Everybody likes to receive love in a different way. But what you just did was say yourself, you did it through criticizing.
Right.
That's the thing. It's kind of more about the context of what she's saying rather than the essence of what she's saying. Because the essence of what she's saying is very fair.
Yeah. It's like my good friend Ellen Marsh would say, it's the how.
Right. It's the how, not the what. Because what she is saying is true. You have to tell someone you love how you like to be loved. Right. And she's like, but I didn't mean to criticize. But you did.
But you did. And also know that you did. I didn't criticize him to break him down. I criticized him so he understands how to love me. No, no.
Exactly.
Like, if a guy is going down on you and he's not doing it the way you want, you're not going to be like, that's how you do it. Like, you know, you're going to be like, okay, move to the left.
Well, first you hit him on the head and be like, what are you doing down there? Like that. And then you say, fucking just let me do it. Like that.
I got it. Jesus. Why are you even here?
Were you on my date last night? And Izzy is writing. Oh, God, this fucking episode is so good. Izzy is writing her a letter. Mm-hmm. And all of the Chads are looking over his shoulder. It's like a team effort. Like, they're all doing it. And he's writing this Dr. Seuss mishigas. And he's like, hold on. When you say doggy, is it D-O-G-G-Y? Or is it D-O-G-G-I-E? Because it's like when I say I love it when we do doggy. Is it a different doggy? And that one Chad is like Googling on his phone. They're all writing.
I know. He's not going to write anything meaningful with all of them there. And he does. He harkens back to that ridiculous Izzy makes me dizzy poem.
Right.
When she reads it, I was like, oh no, what is that word? Because the first word he says, like, you are never complacency. And I was like, oh, that's embarrassing. But then I realized that he was just doing that to make it rhyme with Stacy. And
which is funny. He was like, someone grab a Dr. Seuss book. I need help with these rhymes. And Chad's like, I got it. And he's like, not the Sneetches. God damn it. Fucking hate the Sneetches.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. we do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
So now we're with Mama Reyna, yeah. And he comes to talk to Izzy, and she indeed is breaking out in hives again.
Maybe she's got a stress disorder.
I think it's the cameras and the pressure. I think she's probably a little worried about her broken English. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's lovely, and I love her, but I beg production to give her a Benadryl. And she's just saying how much she loves him.
She loves him so much.
She really is very, very dear.
And then he says, I'm the man I am because of you. And that was actually a moment where I was like, is he drunk?
Yeah.
Speaking of drunk, Stacy's dad blows in to pick her up, give her away because she's property. And he looks like Dudley Moore in that fucking whatever that movie is.
Arthur. He looks like he's going on a catamaran.
Yeah. I was like, you couldn't run a comb through that hair, my man?
He's in white jeans. I feel like he's like, we're not going to stay long. And there's a tee off at 3 I'm hoping to make. So he does not look like he's A of all going to a wedding. Yeah. And Thule, he does not look like the father of the bride.
He sure doesn't. Although, to be fair, those jeans probably cost more than most of my clothes put together. And then Stacy shows him her shoes. Can you tell me what you thought of those shoes?
Are you going to make fun of them? Because I liked them.
Oh, boy. I thought they were hideoso.
I love bows. She had like a big... I actually really, really liked them. Well, this is where the podcast ends. Thanks, everybody. What did you hate about them?
I just thought they were hideous. That bow on the front and then the bow in the back on the other one. Listen, again, I don't do clothes.
I know. Hold on, Daisy. I need to show you something. I need to show you what's in my Amazon cart right now. You might unfriend me on socials and maybe in life. Daisy, look at this. First of all, this is my Amazon cart. This is where it's going to end. Yeah. This was put in my cart like 3 months ago.
Listen, we all have our strengths, okay?
I mean, I like them in pink too.
Actually, pink I think I like a little better. I just think I'm a symmetry person. I would like the bow to be on the back for each of them, and then I'd be okay with them.
Well, thanks everyone. It was fun. Join us not for another season because
when Jordan got Daisy married, she wore a dress that nobody would have expected. It was like very bridally. But then her shoes were these like electric blue platform heels, you know? And that's sort of what I was expecting from Stacy. I was like, they're gonna be not basic. Like she was gonna have combat boots or something on underneath. But
I can't believe you brought up the shoes. Then something happens that I would really love to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting ready to leave, and Papa Dale kisses Stacy on the mouth.
Yeah.
Is your family mouth kissers?
Not my family of origin. I do kiss Monty on the mouth, but I think when he's a grown man, I probably won't be doing that. Noodle, I am trying to make money.
Keep that. I have never kissed, in my memory, I have never kissed my parents on the mouth.
No. Ugh. I just got the willies. But also, you know, uber rich people are weird. Like, there's a really rich woman I know who's, you know, my age, and she refers to her father as daddy, but like two other people. Like, I could understand if she calls him daddy, like, oh, hey, daddy, blah, blah, blah. But, like, she was talking to me, and she said, well, daddy has a house in the vineyard.
No.
And I'm like, that is not good.
That's a no from me, dog.
I think they do things like that, and they kiss on the mouth.
Well, now we see the wedding, and I actually think it's really beautiful. I love the pale pinks and the flowers, and I really, really think everything looks truly gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I want to give it to Papa Dale. When the priest said, who gives this woman? He said, I do, and her mom, which I was like, okay, well, thank you.
Before that, Izzy walks in like he is walking into a club that he owns. He's like, what's up? What's up? Yeah. What's up, everybody? And there's a harp player there, which I really think must be a challenging instrument to play. Like, how do you go to your lessons?
I would imagine your teacher has a harp that you use. We have a listener that's a harp player. We should ask
really?
Her. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like if you go to your lesson and you've got your harp and someone's like, hey, do you want to go out for a drink? And they're like, I'd love to, but I got my harp.
I have my harp. It won't fit in the Uber.
Just find that. I was like, oh, look at that harp player.
Well,
that
that's also like the drummer. Drummer in the band is always left packing up the van by himself at the end of the night while the other band members are like fucking girls in the bathroom. So, yeah, that is a consideration when you're picking your instrument.
That's a lesson we're going to leave you with. Mm-hmm. Like, just get a sensible viola.
Yeah.
You know?
Monty is playing the cello now, so he's going to get all the ladies.
That's even a little bit cumbersome. But she walks in, she walks down the aisle, and all I can notice is there's a lot of empty seats. Where is everybody?
Especially on Izzy's side, right?
Yeah, I was like, at the least the producers could have done was like remove that last row of seats or get someone from craft services to have a seat and just,
get the caterers to come sit. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, at the Tonys, you know this because you've won, when people go and win, they have seat fillers, so you don't have a bunch of empty seats. So couldn't we have wrangled some people? Like, what's Bartice doing? I'm sure nothing. Like, couldn't Bartice just be there?
I was wondering why some of the other people from the season weren't there, but I guess Renee was busy getting married, and Lydia and the other one.
They exchanged their vows. Now, all I could think of was I was pretty certain that Stacey was going to say no.
Uh-huh.
Could you imagine just being in that dress, being like, I have to play this part for the next 10 minutes.
No.
But we hear Izzy's vows.
You are tough to crack, but when those walls are broken, you are the most tender and sweet girl that I've ever met. That's why I'm in love with you, because that's the girl that I see in you. You know when I'm down, you know when I'm up, when I'm in my head. I fell in love with you. It hit me like a train out of left field. I appreciate you. I adore you. You've made me a better man. And I will always be here to reassure you, be that calm, cooling man that you need. Marriage is not easy. Relationships are not easy. And when you face adversity, it's so easy to run and give up. I will never give up on you, and I will always fight. I will always fight for you. I love you with all my heart. I will always be here. And just, she looks amazing in this dress, right, Kelly?
I swear to you, did you see this man looking stage left like he was looking at cue cards? I know he wasn't, but he kept looking off to the side.
No, I didn't.
Like someone was feeding him lines. It was probably nervousness, or he was a bit hammered on the Casa Amigos. I don't know. He says girl 27 times. Oh. Every time he says girl, take a shot. And, you know, before you know it, you're going to be giving someone a handy in the bar of a bathroom, but because you'll be hammered.
The bar of a bathroom.
Like
my bathroom has a bar.
Oh, I've never.
The bathroom of a bar.
He says, you've made me a better man. I was like, so you're a man, but she's a girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
He also says that you hit me like a train out of left field, which is not a thing.
There's no trains on fields.
No. I mean, I suppose if you got hit from a train out of left field, that would be very, very surprising, because there aren't supposed to be any trains in left field.
To your point, you could say, like, you hit me like a rhinoceros out of left field, because that would also be surprising to see a rhinoceros on a baseball field.
Right, right. Unless we're at Shea Stadium and the whatever train, the 7, just fell off the tracks and came through the wall. He says he's he says he's never going to give up on her. He is the calm in the storm. And then he says he does.
Right. The gay priest or whoever is giving the vows.
Izzy and Stacey, you chose each other based on an intense emotional connection. Looks, age, finances, and all the superficial things of the world were not a factor for the two of you.
And just then, I imagine Stacey to be like, you sure about that?
Actually, she gives the I love you speech. And this is really where I was like, oh, yeah, this is one of those like, I love you, but. And she says she needs more time, which honestly is perfectly reasonable.
She basically says no, but I don't want to break up. That's what I was sort of getting.
Yeah, she was like, I love you, but I need more time. And then they kiss.
Well, Izzy kisses her.
Okay, Izzy kisses her.
Like, because she was like, whoa, like her whole body tensed up. It seemed very abrupt to me.
Okay.
He was just trying to like make it better. It was like, yeah, no, it's fine. And then he like kissed her.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. I will go back and look at that. And then I just thought it was so fucked up that they just make him stand there after she walks away, especially given that like it wasn't like what's her name reading. What was that couple where she got up and just read him for filth in front of everybody?
Oh, Zainab.
Zainab. Oh. And Cole. Right, right, right. They sort of, you know, she's like, I love you and I want more time. And I thought they could have just walked out together. I mean, I know that's not what it's supposed to be, but I was like, it's so fucked up. Like, he just has to stand there with his fucking dick in his hands.
And then she makes that awkward walk back down the aisle. She's like, excuse me, excuse me. Like she's grabbing armfuls of tulle and she's like, I gotta go. And it's just so awkward. Yeah. We couldn't have a better exit strategy. Like, could we have talked through this? Yeah. Could someone help her with her dress? Right. Anything?
Right. Is there like an exit stage left?
And then Izzy is up there by himself with his sweaty ass bald head because it's Texas. And he says thank you to everyone. And all of a sudden he starts saying y'all 700 times.
Oh boy. He's drunk and he's probably incredibly embarrassed and nervous and just have word diarrhea.
He's like, thank y'all. We love y'all. We've never hurt y'all. Y'all. So he's upset in his dude ranch and Mama Reyna comes in and sits down. And you guys, I am not shitting you. I am not trying to be funny. I am serious as a heart attack. In the forefront is a plate of goddamn bagels.
Food. Yeah. Oh, bagels?
It is bagels.
Yeah.
And he pushes the schmear to the side. But they're like, Izzy, keep the bagels. Keep. Okay, now keep going.
Yeah, the food was prominent. Mama Reyna is so sweet. She's like, I love you. You're my little boy. You're my baby. I don't want to see you get hurt. But like, it's better to be hurt now than later, which she's so sweet. And then we see Tracy talking to Stacy. And what's weird is that she's like, everybody thought you're a great couple. Everybody really loves Izzy. Izzy's really great. Everybody thought you were a great couple. Izzy's great. I was like, this is your pep talk after she walked out on him on the altar. But Stacy says she has no regrets. And you can tell, like, she's cold as ice.
Yeah, she really is. So now Izzy walks outside and, you know, the producers were like, Stacy, can you go talk to him? And she's like, I know, but I'm still in my dress. And they're like, no, it's better if you go in your dress right now.
But also Izzy says he's really confused. I mean, I get it. It's embarrassing, but like, she is being pretty clear that she just wants time. And I'm like, that's not really confusing. And and then they have this talk where he says, really breaks my heart. If this isn't the right time, then will it ever be the right time? When is the right time? I'm like, well, maybe after more than 2 months.
Right. Honestly, I have a lot of positive things to say to Stacy about her decision.
Yeah.
You know, she says that she still loves him. And he says, I deserve to be loved. And Stacy goes, okay. Just, okay.
Okay.
He says, not to her, but he says that he thinks that love should be like the movie Titanic.
It's like people die and Rose is selfish and doesn't let Jack on the door. What are we talking about? But Stacy grabs her big poofy Ariel dress and leaves. And then Izzy kind of reads her for filth. He's like, he says he loves her, but he's like, you're 33. I can give you everything that a rich 45-year-old can give you, that you always go for. He's kind of like weaponizing her being single and 33. I was like, bro, you are 29. You don't have a stable income. You have bad credit. You don't have a credit card. You got a lost and found treasure chest of woman's shit in your house. Like, are you drunk? He's like, listen, I bring a lot to the table. I got a big dick. I got a lot of solo cups and a lifetime of high APR because I got some fucked up credit. But listen here. Did you hear number one? I got a big dick. Like, he is so hammered.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, like, somebody who says that kind of thing. And look, I get it. When we have breakups, we say all kinds of things about the person that we don't necessarily mean. And we bring out the big guns. But like, you're right. he's weaponizing her quote-unquote weak spot. It's not a good look. It's not a good look. And by the way, 33 is not old.
Exactly. Stop. And Stacey's like, listen, I've got two Mercedes. I'm a daddy's girl. I know nothing about makeup. And I am an operations manager.
Yeah, I guess we'll see them at the
reunion.
At the reunion.
Yeah, I gotta hand it to Stacey. I think she made the right decision. Yep. I think it would have been really easy to say yes, because women do feel that pressure. I'm 33, that thing that society puts on us to get married. So I was like, she really did make the right decision. Mm-hmm. I just would love her to sit down at a Sephora one day and really lean into blending.
You will die on this hill.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We're going to go over to Milton and Lydia. She also shows up in a white Rolls Royce chariot.
Daisy, I think it's the same Rolls Royce.
Oh, but he doesn't show up in a Ferrari. He shows up in just a regular SUV.
Yeah, with a knapsack.
With a backpack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, I got my backpack. I'm getting married today.
Actually, here is a question regarding that. How come the women have to show up with their dresses and the men's tuxedos are already there? What is that?
Misogyny. I don't know, Daisy. I don't know. It's a thing. The big dress, the big reveal. But I love the dichotomy between Lydia's bridal suite and Stacey's bridal suite. Because all of Lydia's girlies walk in singing and crying, and they're like, a beady beady bumba. And Stacey's family is just talking about passports and Chipotle.
They come from different worlds for real. Milton is nervous. He has been awake since 2 o'clock yesterday.
Wait. Why has he been awake since 2 o'clock yesterday? Please tell them in case they didn't watch the show.
He had an important graveyard shift at the rock engineering factory.
I was like, listen, whose responsibility was to cross-reference Milton's working schedule with his wedding day? Like, couldn't we arrange for this poor man to have the night off before his wedding? Like, what is going on with rocks that is so fucking important? They were like, Milton, my man, listen, I know tomorrow you're getting married, bro, but I need you for the overnight shift. And he's like, but I'm getting married. They're like, it's an emergency. It's a rock engineering emergency. I couldn't possibly not let you not work the overnight shift.
We could not move this particular job.
What is happening? You know what they say? They say essential workers work hard, but rock engineers work harder.
They sure do. We should go bang some pots and pans for them. Yeah, I mean, I get it that he had to take a lot of time off to go film the pods and stuff, but you would think he could be like, hey, could I do a double shift next week?
Yeah.
Instead of...
They're like, No. We love you, but that's a no.
This rock isn't going to move itself.
He worked an overnight shift the day of his wedding. And Milton's so go with the flow. He's like, yeah, gotta do what I gotta do. Okay, I guess I'll be up.
All right, cool. If that were me, I would be dead.
Blowing lines off camera. He's like, I gotta make it through my wedding day. I can't handle it. What was so important?
Well, and as a consequence...
And he's so nonchalant. You and I would be like, oh my God, I worked the overnight. We would be complaining the whole time. He doesn't complain. He's like, that's the life I signed up for. I signed up for this rock and roll life. Oh, this rock and roll life.
Oh, Ellen. That was good. Wow. Did you work on that?
No, I didn't. It just rolled off my tongue.
Yeah, no, if that had been me, I would have been fully laid down on the ground. Like, I can't. Can we move the wedding? Look, I'm just going to say no, okay?
I can't get married today. I just had a fucking overnight with the rocks. Damn it. I really wanted to get married today.
But as a consequence of him, I guess, having been awake since 2 yesterday, he hasn't written his vows, which I also realized the night before I got married to my first husband. I also had not written my vows, which I should have. I should have listened to that. That was a sign.
Did you keep them?
No. No, no. I cheated on him. And then I left him after he wouldn't leave me after I cheated on him. I was like, oh, man, come on.
Come on. I did that thing to make me be the bad guy. Right. Come on. Follow the rules.
Yeah. No. So he dumps his backpack out to find a pencil and it's just filled.
Wait, Daisy, don't skip over that. He literally takes his backpack like a 3-year-old, puts it upside down. Shakes it. There's like papers, cough syrup.
There's like 700 loose plastic flossers. So we know he's got healthy gums.
I can't stop laughing. He tips it upside down like a little kid. He's like, hold on. And he shakes it.
Does anybody have a pencil? I need to write my vows.
And nobody can find a pencil. All of his bros are like, I don't have a pencil. Who's got a pencil? I was like, also, who writes stuff? Put it in your phone. Notes.
I know.
Are you a serial killer?
Put it in your notes in your phone. Put your phone on airplane mode. We got this. Come on. You are a rock engineer. Come on.
This whole scene is the Miltoniest Milton. It is so Milton.
So then we go back to Lydia and the straight up party that's going on in her bridal suite. She says, and it's possible I misunderstood her, although I do have my captions on. She says to one of her bridesmaids, if you've endured 2 years of marriage, you've endured 2 days. What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I think we misunderstood. I am so besotted by Mama Lydia. Yeah. I love her. Yeah. Also, Lydia's makeup looks beautiful.
Lydia looks gorgeous. She got her sleeves, thank goodness. And I did notice with that dress, opposed to what I said last episode, it had like a detachable trussle. And so when
trussle? I think a trussle is a fence.
No, that's a trestle, and it's a railroad thing. A bustle.
A bustle.
And when you take it off, the dress underneath actually is form-fitting, so I take it back.
Her Grand Tetons are out there.
Yeah, they really are. She looks beautiful. Also, who knew that Lydia had another brother?
Alejandro. Alejandro's going to go through it in this wedding.
Alejandro is a feeler.
Stay tuned for Alejandro, who cannot keep his shit together.
Do you think he is also a pickle kisser? Do you think she got a twofer? Aww, yeah. Good job, yeah. Mama Lydia.
Mama Lydia's like...
got herself a twofer.
If I'm going to have a son, they're both going to squat in cucumber patches if I have anything to say about it. I love... What was that?
Just the thought of just a bunch of fucking cucumbers as dildos just sitting in the field. The farmer comes out and he's like, why is all this poop on my cucumbers?
Is anybody still listening?
Hello?
Mama Lydia looks beautiful too. Yeah. She is so precious. She says in Spanish, you compliment each other, you balance each other. I know you'll be happy. She says all of this through tears. She is so precious. And she says, enjoy each moment of your life. We should all listen to Mama Lydia.
And then Milton's dad has brought every single pair of cufflinks that have ever existed.
And he's like, oh God, I don't like talking, but I'm head of this HR department we call a family. And he's like, I'm not convinced that Milton is listening to a goddamn word his dad is saying, but his dad is giving a bunch of, you know, those like cards that give you like little quotes, you know, he got the one that was like marriage 101 and he's just thumbing through those, giving all kinds of erroneous advice.
Yeah. He asks Milton if he's ready to be the head priest in his house.
Mm-hmm.
And now I understand why his mother is like how she is.
Are they Mormon?
No, I just, that's like just a Christian.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they are. I don't think so.
Because he wouldn't have had sex with Lydia. They would have soaked.
They would have soaked. And
have also, you ever been on soaking TikTok?
No. There's a TikTok for soaking.
You know what soaking is?
Yeah.
You know, with the person underneath the bed moving their feet.
Oh, I didn't know that there was someone under the bed. I watched Jury Duty. Did you watch that on Prime?
No.
And there's a soaking scene in which James Marsden is jumping on the bed for the couple gang.
It's a real thing. It's on TikTok in case anyone wants to educate themselves. Educate yourself. Do your research.
Yeah, you park your car in the garage and instead of backing out and going back in, many times you just park it there. But I guess in this case also there's like an earthquake happening at the same time.
That's a great way to describe it.
Thanks. Yikes. I think they're just an ultra-Christian house. Also, it seems like his mom is some sort of STEM person. And I think in a lot of those households, women aren't allowed to work. So at least they've gotten that far. So that's nice.
That's good.
For them. Milton finally got nervous. It may be because he's been up for 24 hours, but
who knows?
But this was the moment that I was like, oh my God, is he gonna say no?
Right. Same. We're at the wedding and we see Sister Jessica, who actually looks like a human.
She does.
She looks kind. She fixed her face.
She did. Somebody said, fix your face, girl. We see Brother Gomez, that shirt. Did you see that shirt? I call him Gomez. I don't care. See-through lace unbuttoned low. You know what? That was like a Joey Taranto special, that shirt.
Totally.
I was like, you wear that to your sister's wedding. You do it.
He was like, this might be my sister's wedding, but it is my fucking fashion show, bitch.
I am the star. That's right.
I love it when Milton is waiting for Lydia to walk down the aisle and he turns to the guy giving the service. He's like, should I button my jacket? I was like, you are so Milton.
I know. And the pastor's like, yeah. The top one. Just the top one. Okay, thanks.
This episode is fucking off the rails.
I guess I stand corrected. It really is.
Mama Rita looks beautiful. She's not a blazer in sight. She is not wearing a blazer. Very proud of her.
Lydia comes down the aisle with Mama Lydia.
And Mama Lydia is wearing a beautiful champagne dress. I can't even handle it. She looks so beautiful.
Okay. So then we get up onto the altar. That is also, I thought, a very beautiful setup with the candles and everything.
And the orchids? Pretty. Orchids are a pretty penny.
Yes, they are very expensive.
Jessica's, again, doing a great job at hiding her face. And you know what? Jessica does something that, did you see that movie 27 Dresses? There's this part where they say, what's your favorite thing to look at in a wedding? And they say the groom watching the bride.
Aww.
And it's very sweet because Jessica looks at Lydia and then she turns her head and looks at Milton looking at Lydia. Yeah. And I was like, okay, there's a human being in there. Good for you. She cares.
She does. So then Lydia gives, I guess, her vows or her speech or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, she has really grown on me. I don't think she's anywhere near as like crazy as everybody says she is, all that stuff. But this speech, again, is very I.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fell in love with you because you chose me.
Mm-hmm.
Again, she has nothing to say about who he is, mm-hmm. which is troubling, especially after all this time.
Might have been an edit. Might have been some things that we missed.
Yeah.
Also, Brother Alejandro is not okay.
No.
He is bawling. I just, can someone get Brother Alejandro Lexapro? Because I don't think he's okay. He is hysterical. He's close to hyperventilating.
Yeah. He could at least use a tissue.
Yeah. I was like, this is beautiful. Does he need a paper bag? Because
he's in it. He's feeling it.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
So Milton says yes first.
Milton says yes.
I am not convinced Milton said yes out of spite to fuck with his family. He's like, I'm gonna fucking marry this Puerto Rican lady. Piss you all off.
Yep. And then he just starts just. I mean, Milton puts his tongue so far down her throat immediately, and then the priest is like, we're not quite there yet, my friend.
I also was like, let him live.
Yeah.
Lydia says yes, mm-hmm. and they genuinely look really mm-hmm. happy. I am rooting for them. I hope they can work it out. We do not know what happens behind closed doors. No. We do not know what parts of this have been edited, but they both actually look extremely happy, and I wish them the best.
Yes.
Like, who am I to say you're too young to get married? Milton, go fuck it up with your rocks, have your overnights, live with mm-hmm. your knapsack, and right. he's probably got a huge dick.
I would think so. Yeah, the skinny ones tend to.
Yeah.
It's not always an issue of ratio. You know, like you're so skinny that dick looks enormous. Like some of them really do. Anyway, Lydia and Milton, again, like their dynamic is so cute. She's like, you're supposed to be happy. And he's like, I am happy. And she just, she's like, okay. All right. Like,
also, we really get the scope of their yes. height difference. You know, Lydia's in heels. She comes up to barely his yeah. nipples. She is nipple length with yeah. this man. He is huge.
Is massive.
And Milton says, you look pretty. And it's a little bit more of an accusation than a compliment, the way he says it. But I'm like, that's just his tone. It's
no,
just
it's just his tone. I think it's that he's looking at her and she's like, what? And he's like, you look pretty.
Yeah.
Like, lay off.
Well, you look pretty.
Yeah, his neck, he's going to want to do some physical therapy to prevent some major injuries to that neck, because that bending down to kiss her,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have to invest in like some kissing stairs or just kiss when he's sitting down. Like they're going to have to talk about it, because that's going to be real hard.
You've yeah. probably had to deal with that a lot in your life.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my first husband was 6'1", I think. One of my first boyfriends was also very tall. I dated a few tall men, but not 6'7", or whatever he is.
Yeah, he's huge.
Yeah. So then we see they're in the middle of their ceremony. They're having their chat with the cameras as well. And Lydia's veil comes off and Milton just picks it up and puts it on. And I'm like, you're great. He's just yeah. a secure, like, he's just great.
He's sweet. He's youthful. Yeah. He's silly. I hope they have a great life.
I do too.
Just as we're having a silly goose moment, we hear this sad music. I was mm-hmm. like, ugh, are we going back to Izzy and Stacey?
Mm-hmm, sure are.
You all, hand to the fucking Lord above, there is a plate of bagels in the frame. This is not a joke anymore. It is in the front ground. It is like the bagels are in focus and Izzy is in soft focus. I give up. I give the fuck up.
They're gonna definitely also have bagels at the reunion for sure. Yeah, he's devastated. He does not know how to handle this. You know, I think it would help if he got sober. He might feel a little better tomorrow.
Yeah, someone had an idea to do shots. I'm certain of it, because he just gets a little bit more belligerent with yeah. every interview that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And Stacey's like, listen, I was not 100% certain. And if it's not right, it's not right.
Right.
And then we go through a little montage of everyone saying their last piece. JP mm-hmm. forgot all about him. Taylor.
I did too. Taylor says she kind of regrets not going through with it. And JP says that he has learned that he pushes women away. And I was like, okay. Now do something about it, but good for you for maybe doing a little self-reflection.
Right.
Uche says he should have given Aaliyah a safer environment. I was floored.
Yeah. We kind of close it at Lydia and Milton's wedding. And then I thought to myself, do they set up for both weddings? Or are the producers like, can you come here for a second? Stacey, are you going to say no? I just want to know if we need to cancel the DJ.
Right.
And they were like, because we only have enough money for one shrimp cocktail tower. And I just, like, do they fully set up? And and they're ready. And they're like, she said no. And they're like, pack it up. And they like take down the chocolate fountain.
That's a really good question. I don't know.
Times are tough. There's a strike going on. What if they like literally are like, we have to set up for both? Or do the producers know ahead of time?
Me? I don't know. I think there's probably a gap, honestly, in between the ceremony and the party in which they like, if it's a go, they set up. And if it's not a go, they don't set up. Because yeah, Netflix, they can't afford the 0.02 profit share for the actors. So they definitely can't afford.
Honestly, shrimp cocktail is at a premium right now.
Yeah.
You can't have two. You can't have two towered.
My first husband, you know, his family was from Alabama. They were Episcopalian. They were very from the South. And I went to one of his cousin's weddings relatively early on in our relationship. At the reception, there were bowls of shrimp cocktail, like bowls and bowls of just chilled shrimp and cocktail sauce. And I didn't know anybody. And I was so uncomfortable. And I just stood in the corner all night, just fucking plowing through shrimp cocktail. I don't think I've ever been that sick in my life afterward. I just ate so much shrimp cocktail, but I don't care. It was so goddamn good. And I would do it again.
It is good going down, but you know that shrimp are the cockroaches of the sea. They eat like fish poop and yeah. Anyway.
You know what, Ellen? I think it's a good goddamn thing this is the last goddamn episode because that was so uncalled for. I have to go commit hadikari now.
We still have the reunion episode days.
Well, I won't be making eye contact with you.
Then they cut the cake and I'm starving. This season has been awful. It's pretty much the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. I actually have wondered if they're going to keep going with this franchise.
Listen, it might be time to hang it up.
It might be.
I don't want them to.
I don't want them to either.
I will absolutely watch 118 seasons of it if they put it up. But this is kind of the end. Also, just like a little side note, have you looked at Shane from season 2's social media at all?
I have looked at it a little bit. Spoiler alert, we did contact Shane to come be a guest and he has not responded, but Ellen thinks it's because I didn't mention my Tony Award.
Yep.
I think it's probably because he's busy throwing shade onto his ex.
He is not over it. I'll just say that much. We are three seasons away from him. He was the Seattle season and he is still not okay.
Listen, if you are in a relationship and man, look, I don't know how the Gen Zs do it, to be honest, and maybe it's normal. He's taping them on his phone and he's like making her say the thing that I guess she said in private, which was, I should have said yes.
Right.
You know, she's on Shake and what was her name?
Deep D.
Deep D. He's on, I guess Deep D has a podcast now, it seems.
I think Natalie and Deep D have a podcast together.
So Natalie is claiming that she said no because his whatever, he's a loser. And Shane is like green screening it. And then he shows this video of them in bed and her saying, I should have said yes. And I'm like, that's...
You know, they just had sex.
Yeah.
And she was like, that was hot. I should have said yes. That D is fun. It is just, if you have a moment and you're just like on the train one day to work, scrolling, take a look at Shane's Instagram because he's not okay. He needs a fucking popsicle and a nap.
He needs a fucking popsicle and a nap for sure.
Yeah. That is it. We're going to go to the reunion and see everything. I think we're also going to record a tea episode because there is so much stuff on TikTok and Instagram.
Maybe we should do a poll. I'm going to be honest with you all. I think Ellen doesn't want to do another podcast with me. I think
Daisy,
she's
I can
just
hear
been
you.
Putting, I think she's just been putting it off. And Daisy, I think that... What?
Hey, you know we're still on the computer together?
Oh, I thought I muted it.
Yeah, no, go ahead and mute and then tell them what you want to tell them.
No, I was just saying like this has been the single most exciting experience of my life.
You want to do another podcast together?
Yeah.
I think that we should have a poll. I think we can give a few options. I think that my friend Jordan would be devastated if you and I did the queer ultimatum together because I think Jordan wants to do the queer ultimatum. But I think we should give people a few options and let them decide what they want us to cover.
Yeah, there's the ultimatum that just happened. There's also we hear Love is Blind Japan is amazing. We don't know why, but everyone says it's amazing.
I honestly think doing the back catalog could be really fun, especially because we know know what the outcomes are.
Right.
And we can also just watch how it's like evolved over the five seasons.
We could do that. We could start with one. So we'll put a poll on our Patreon.
Yeah. I just joined, by the way. I just joined Grab Bag Collab.
You did.
I did.
You just sent yourself $5.
I did. I paid for the year.
Honestly, I gotta say, for $5, Grab Bag Collab is fucking lit. You get so much stuff. You really, really do. Ad-free. Like, Catalyst is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Daisy is lit. Our show, meh. But, like, you get a lot for $5. Yeah. More so than most Patreons. You guys are nailing it.
Well, thank you. And we also have lots of people writing in with podcast ideas. And I had somebody contact us recently. She's a lawyer, and a few of her clients were victims of a, this is really dark, trigger warning, were victims of a child sex ring that the sheriff of Kansas City was fucking running.
Wow.
Yeah. So we are talking about maybe investigating that, but that would be like a serial, that would take like a lot of resources. So anyway, you do get a lot for $5. I signed up at the $5 level, so I actually won't be able to attend the Live Watch reunion party with me, with you and me.
What do you have to be at to attend the Live Watch?
Eight.
Yeah, I'm not giving you another three. I'm at the five, so fuck off.
So Ellen and I won't be at the reunion watch party with Ellen and Daisy.
But you guys have fun.
But have a great time.
Anyway, we will be back with the reunion recap. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you.
Daisy and I have had so much fun just being assholes together. Well, I can't speak for Daisy. She talks behind my back, but
so much. This has been a wild ride. I feel like a new, I feel like a different person than when I was 10 episodes ago. So
I've changed.
Not better, but no, just different.
Never better. Anyway, love you, and we'll see you all soon.
Love you. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.